Hey guys, just wanted to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out. Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Even the name Pazuzu, I mean, come on, it's the name of the demon in The Exorcist. What is the biggest, scariest thing? It's Satan. It's the devil, El Diablo, the fallen one, Lucifer, Pazuzu. I mean, these people believe in this stuff. Lawson trolled pop culture and kind of came up with this persona. It's a little mixture of Manson, throw in a little Anton LaVey, a little 1980s heavy metal, you know, 666 type stuff, and there you go. And then when 9/11 came, he put on a jihadi mask. It was as if he was trying to be what people are afraid of, you know, made him powerful. And it seems like there were some young women who were particularly susceptible to his persona.
Pazuzu dated a lot of girls, and he apparently had sex with a lot more. I think the majority of his power came from the same place, the same reason that we were all there. That little bit of darkness that we all kind of gravitated towards.
All of his women are very young, and a lot of them are going through terrible times. Amber Birch is the best example. You know, I mean, here's a girl who's just out of high school. She hooks up with Pazuzu, and a few short months later, she's helping him dispose of a body. But why? What was it about Pazuzu that these women would sacrifice their futures for him?
Welcome to Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April.
He's with us.
And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pazuzu.
If fart was a song, that'd be it.
What?
If diarrhea was a song, that would be it, I should say. Not a fart.
I was like, black metal is not my thing. And every time I listen to it, I'm like, God, it just sounds like somebody put a metal band in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, blah, 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 blah. That's all it sounds like. Shoes in the dryer.
You type in Pazuzu and you're looking for music that I had to subject myself to a lot of black metal.
I'm sorry.
You should have just asked me.
It's his wheelhouse.
I love metal and black metal. I know it's not.
Did I pick the right one?
You picked a good one.
Then I don't need to ask you.
I would have gotten great joy, though.
That's true. I should have.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Pod family.
Can you come up with an ending song?
I appreciate it, Larry, because if you would have asked him, I would have had to listen to black metal for 3 hours while he picked a song today. So I appreciate you.
I adore metal. So that was a good one. We're talking about Pazuzu today. and some things that happened with a certain boy who was influenced by a demon. Or some would say was the demon, but we'll get into that. So we have to ask ourselves as we pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road, how scared are we of demons? These Cheez-Its are good.
Again, sometimes you gotta ask yourself, does the audience need to hear this?
I'm gonna need you to mark that so that goes on the soundboard.
Oh, it's definitely going on the soundboard.
It's true.
Especially the Cheez-Its bar.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, as far as demons are concerned, yes, of course they can be scary, but the effects that someone who believes they are a demon, in the case of Pazuzu.
Is it Mr. Pazuzu to you? Or is it Dr. Pazuzu?
Sir
Father Pazuzu.
Father, oh boy. The man, known as Pazuzu, is fucking terrifying. And so I'm going to give this a good 9. Because whether you believe in demons or not, if someone believes they have a demon in them or something, they can do some scary shit. Mm-hmm. They don't care to who wins who.
Josh says 9. April?
Yeah, I'd have to go with a 9, too. Because I think we've talked about this sort of briefly on our more paranormal episodes that, like, I don't know necessarily how I feel about ghosts, but I do think that there is, like, evil entities of some sort. Because I think, you know, anyone who believes in any form of religion, like, there has to be that, like, balance on the scale type of thing. I guess that's my perspective of it. And yeah, demons are fucking scary. Mm-hmm. I think as far as, like, scary things go, like, the worst things that you're going to encounter come from, like, demons or demonic possession.
Lawrence?
I give it a 0.
Oh, okay.
They tend to be pretty friendly to me anyways. So.
Oh, Satan.
A lot of my closest friends are demons.
Hmm. Of course.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What kind of things
do you get a bad rap? The thing is, that won't pick up on your cord. It's really weird. I don't know why it does that. I'm also the sound engineer, just in case you didn't know.
You do a hell of a job.
Thank you. Thank you. So we finally got an intern for Larry. I'm intern Satan.
What kind of things do you in your friends do on the weekends?
Just you know, hacky sack.
Oh, excellent.
Disc golf. We're like 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, is your favorite boys. Band the Goo Goo Dolls?
Big fan of Silverchair.
Oh, me too. I don't know what that says about me, but yes.
That's a name drop. Mm-hmm.
We don't like Trapped.
No.
Hey, you be careful, man. They'll take on anyone, even you.
You know, got in a tweet war with them, actually, over the weekend.
Oh, man.
At Satan, if you're looking for me on Twitter.
Indeed. So yeah, I'm gonna go, I guess, Larry, though, for real,
I don't believe in demons, so 0.
All right, so I'm gonna go
again. I miss Satan. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I get it.
We passed. Yes, he was on his way to get some coffee.
Drinking those Miller
Lights. By the way, wonderful setup you have here where we have a coffee room.
I know. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good addition. I mean, those are Patreon dollars. Which
deserve
you go
only the best.
Where would you go for that?
Patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast.
Yeah, got us a coffee room. I see you got a water filter now, too.
Yes, of course.
People that actually is true.
Yeah.
People are happy to join.
They are. They're joining by the ones.
They are. So.
Good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'll give you my final scale here and say, yeah, I'll give it a 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a little wishy-washy on demons because I feel like I could do worse than a demon, and a demon is just going to be like,
your worst instincts, do them. Also, your ex-wife.
A little behind the podcast there, but yeah, maybe. So I was able to push that demon away. So let's talk about this demon.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah, that Dutch demon. Pazuzu. In ancient Mesopotamian religion, Pazuzu or Fazuzu or Pazuza was the king of the demons of the wind, brother of Humbaba and son of the god Hanbi. He also represented the southwestern wind, the bearer of storms and drought. So, Pazuzu is often depicted as a combination of diverse animal and human parts.
Ooh.
He has the body of a man, the head of a lion or dog, talons of an eagle, two pairs of wings, a scorpion's tail, and a serpentine penis.
Whoa!
Wow, he's a smorgasbord.
I was really hoping he'd have like one of those curly duck dicks.
The corkscrew dog, yeah. Now, serpentine dick, does he mean it's like a snake or is it like a snake's penis? Because snakes have really like, tiny penises.
I don't think a demon is allowed.
The ones I've seen are tiny.
Well, I'm saying, sir, I'm saying I don't think a demon is allowed to have a tiny dick. I think
why not?
It's probably like a full size snake with a head.
Well, what are you gonna do? Okay, a demon runs up to you and he's like waving around a toothpick. He's just like, "Here's my dick." And are you gonna be threatened by a toothpick?
Well, I mean, my wife isn't, but yeah.
Lawrence, I have more confidence in you than a demon. I'm just saying.
I think I've claimed to have every size dick on the show.
Pretty much.
It keeps them off balance.
Actually, we all have to sit back because of Larry's dick. It's really rough.
I wish you wouldn't lay it across the table like this. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Well, he's like, just, you know, give it a little tap.
It's in quarantine.
Bumped into it with my foot. It's just laying on the floor.
I can't help but sit on it. It's comfy. It's like a beanbag chair. So anyway, Pazuzu is the demon of the southwest wind, known for bringing famine during dry seasons and locusts during rainy season. Pazuzu was invoked in apotropatic amulets, which combat the powers of his rival, the malicious goddess Lamashtu, who was
lamb stew.
I love a good lamb stew.
Lamb-ish stew.
Right. Oh.
You might want to be careful with that dish.
It's like aged lamb.
It might be lamb. Might not be.
It's one of those coronavirus dishes where if you can't find lamb at the store, you would just substitute it with that whatever kind of meat you can find.
We put a little bit of Irish seasoning in it. Make it taste a little bit more like
lamb. Irish spring.
Right. I made buttered noodles tonight.
Uh-huh.
Butter noodles are so good.
I've done this now like two or three times because it's so cheap to find egg noodles. So I did that tonight and I added hot dogs because I thought,
wow.
Well, no,
you're
I thought
cooking for kids, right?
Exactly. I thought they would love it. Two out of three loved it. Cora was like, why are there hot dogs?
If you'd have had me guess, which one of your children would not have liked it, Cora would have not even been on my radar.
It's almost gone at my house because of the meal that I made. Mm-hmm. I made it perfect. Put just a little extra butter, a little Parmesan cheese on top after I grated it and like threw it on there and made the little hot dogs, made sure they were fully cooked and tasty. Mm-hmm. Cora was like,
"It's just,
why are there hot dogs in here?
She has the finest of palates.
I guess
Pro tip, while we're on it, because of the meat shortage, you know what you can find? Frozen meatballs. You know, it's a super easy meal to make with said buttered egg noodles in your crock pot or in just really any pot. Put your frozen meatballs.
Barbecues.
What is it? Two cups of water, a packet of French onion soup mix, a can of cream of mushroom soup, and then like a spoonful of sour cream.
It's not Midwestern. Exactly. It doesn't have cream of mushroom.
I added that myself too to this homemade recipe. And then
it sounds
good. Like a wad of sour cream, and it's ta-da, you got Swedish meatballs over noodles.
Okay. Yeah. It sounded almost like beef stroganoff in a way, too.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It's like cheap people.
It's Midwestern. Yeah.
It's good.
Beef stroganoff.
Yeah.
So I talked about lamb stew. Who was believed to cause harm to mother and child during childbirth. Although Pazuzu is himself considered to be an evil spirit, he drives and frightens away other evil spirits, therefore protecting humans against plagues and misfortunes.
So he's like the Lysol of demons.
Yeah.
Send him this way.
1971 novel The Exorcist, the film based on the novel, Pazuzu is supposedly the evil spirit that possesses the young girl Reagan from that movie.
I didn't know
that.
Pazuzu appears on the album cover of the Gorillaz compilation album D-Sides as a statue in front of the band's former recording studio.
Hmm.
Pazuzu Black Rain is a track on the Nephilim's 1996 album Zune. William S. Burroughs invokes Pazuzu in the dedication for his novel Cities of the Red Night. Pazuzu is featured in the 2014 to 2015 NBC television series Constantine in a two-part episode, The Saint of Last Resorts.
That'd be like two Pazuzus in a pizza place.
I love that show. Ryan Reynolds was great.
Yes.
And also, Pazuzu is a character in the 2018 novel On Devil's Wings by M.J. Mead. The podcast The Black Tapes, episode 108.
Oh my God.
A demon car... board called the Zuzu or Pazuzu board, designed to summon Pazuzu to the human world.
Anyone else want to sanitize her up after that sneeze?
Here it comes. Jesus. Here it comes. Here it comes. Isolate this. I want this for the soundboard.
I lost it.
Because the only one I got is this one.
Sounds like Nick.
It is you.
Talk. I'm sorry. Mine is better than his.
It's a
classic sneeze.
I mean, I have his, but I mean,
yeah.
Good Lord. I can.
You. Is it allergy season for you? Or do you have the corona?
It could be both, really.
So you would wonder why we're talking about this, but a lot of it has to come down to a man named Pazuzu Algarad, the Satanist who buried bodies behind his house of horrors. He made animal sacrifices, covered his face in tattoos, filed his teeth into points, and rarely bathed.
Oh, boy.
Yet he still managed
to... until the bathing thing.
I was totally in. I would join.
He still managed to snag two fiancés who assisted him with murder.
Okay, no excuse for out there for you guys. this man didn't
there's
bathe.
There's someone for everyone.
And he got... two fiancés. Jeez.
Worst part is one of them, I can't remember her name, the blonde Christine, she was actually very pretty.
Yeah.
And
nuts. Not somebody you're like, oh, how did he get her? Like, you don't want her.
Yeah, you don't want her.
You don't want her.
So, Algarad, a self-proclaimed Satanist.
One point, Hufflepuff.
Algarad spent his days making animal sacrifices, drinking blood, and having orgies in his home. It was not until he was arrested and charged with murder that the nightmare came to an end. So who is this man? Not a lot is known about Algarad's early life. He was born John Alexander Lawson on August 12th, 1978. So he's a Leo. In San Francisco, California. At some point, Algarad and his mother relocated to Clemens, North Carolina. Patricia Gillespie, who produced and directed the documentary series The Devil You Know about Pazuzu Algarad, said it was difficult to get a true grasp of his life since he often reinvented stories about his childhood. As Gillespie put it, quote, he told people he was from Iraq. He told people his father was some high priest. But the people who knew him as a child described him as a little off kilter, a little emotional. Things that might indicate the beginning of a mental illness, harming animals, consuming alcohol and drugs at a very early age.
Raise your hand.
I was about to say, stared right at Jeff.
I'm there, stared at you.
My only drug was weed.
Which I
did acid once and I hated it.
I did too.
You know what?
Same way. Yeah. I have the same mental.
Like at Coke, like, no, I'm already high strung as it is. I'm pretty lazy as it is.
It's a lot of work.
Allegrad's mother, Cynthia, spoke of her son's mental health issues.
I'm Cynthia Allegrad. I'm a bitch.
Which started at a young Hufflepuff. Age. He was diagnosed with several mental illnesses, including schizophrenia and agoraphobia. While Cynthia initially got Algarad the psychiatric help he needed, she ran out of money and was no longer able to afford treatment for him, so his mental health deteriorated pretty quickly.
So this could have been prevented, maybe?
Well, she was kind of a bitch.
Okay.
In an interview for The Devil You Know, Cynthia said, quote, he wasn't by any means an angel, but he wasn't a bad person or a boogeyman, or whatever phrases people have come to call him. In 2002, he changed his name to Pazuzu Illa Algarad, an homage to the Assyrian demon referenced in the movie The Exorcist. So obviously he's a big fan of The Exorcist.
Now he had that legally changed?
Yes.
Wow. It's commitment.
Yeah.
After his name changed.
That costs money.
Right.
What would you change your name to?
If I were to change my name to anything, I would probably change it for my middle name is Michael. I would have gone by Michael as opposed to Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Not that I don't like my name, but it is kind of an old timey name now, Larry. Mm-hmm.
Which makes it unique.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'd be Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
What about you, dear?
Oh, man.
Any name in the world.
Oh, any name in the world? I would have been Johnny Big Cock.
Well, we know, Larry, every episode we record, your dick is always on display.
Let's see. 20
just
minutes.
Asserting my dominance. Yeah.
20 minutes ago, he had a toothpick.
I know.
Fucking
nipples.
Thunder cunt.
Thunder cunt. For those about to cock, we salute you.
Oh. Josh.
I don't know. Jim.
Jim.
So after his name change, Algarad aimed to ostracize himself from society, covering his face in tattoos and filing his teeth. So
he's Post Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filing his teeth into points, he would tell people that he regularly made animal sacrifices and even claimed to be able to control the weather. According to a psychiatrist, Algarad bathed no more than once a year and had not brushed his teeth in years, claiming that personal hygiene stripped the body of its defenses in warding off infection and illness.
What about the rashing?
Yeah.
We've all gone camping. Like, you get day two, you got a rash going on.
I just imagine he drops, like, a loaf of bread from his balls. Just from the balls.
From the yeast.
I want a
pancakes are here. Oh, yeah. Help yourself to some flapjacks.
My God.
Syrup's already on it.
Let's not forget, too, that this dude had orgies at his house.
Oh, he's got that. Oh, my. He's got.
Yep. Are those chocolate sprinkles or are those little critters?
He's got a starter set for sourdough bread.
So his behavior was a major rebellion against Clemens and its residents. The town was known for being heavily Christian, vaguely similar to Charles Manson. Future episode. Algarad drew others who felt socially excluded toward him and encouraged them to engage in debauchery. His former friend Nate Anderson would later say, quote, he had a twisted sort of charisma. It's the kind of charisma that isn't going to appeal to everyone, but certain minds are going to be drawn to that. The misfits, the outcasts, people living on the edge, or people who wanted to live on the edge.
Or people who just want to feel different. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like Manson. Go ahead.
No, Josh definitely has something there.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I understand that all too well. I grew up in a community that is farmers, very Christian.
Yeah. Hyper-conservative, yeah.
Yeah. And
I did too, but I didn't think about worshiping the devil.
No.
Well, I remember at one point just to, and this is why it's a good thing there wasn't a Pazuzu. Not that I'm saying I would participate in orgies. And
that's just in case we have... That's for the police, just in case.
Right. But I would do things sometimes. I would never hurt anybody, but like I remember getting a pentagram necklace just to piss off the people in my school.
I had the wallet chain and the spiked wrists and stuff.
But. Oh, sure. And that was the thing. I remember I wore a cape. Because
no.
I don't know why.
No.
Just,
oh my God.
I'm going to cast a spell on you.
But my sole purpose was I knew that by wearing this cape with it was
please say you had a top hat.
It had a hood on it, like okay. A long hood.
Oh my God.
And I would wear it. I knew how ridiculous it was, but I also knew that it would piss off the people I went to school with.
You know he Phantom of the Opera'd out of every room.
I'm turning into a bat now.
But I understand the idea of like looking at everybody and saying like, you know, I don't want to be like these people. And I mean, I got also heavily into the drugs and the alcohol and, you know, doing anything I could that was different from everybody else. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't go down that path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel fortunate.
I think I turned out.
You did, but I mean, there was a rough patch you had to get through a lot of people don't get through, by the way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's usually the dead end.
Yeah, where you're literally dead.
Yeah.
Right. Or in prison.
Like Manson, Algarad also had a way of attracting women. Amber Birch and Crystal Matlock were two of his known fiancés who frequented his home.
Just baby, I haven't showered in like 3 months.
Can you imagine that pillow talk?
through those teeth? Mm-hmm. Hey, you're sexy.
Do you want to breed?
Oh my God, you know that's...
I cut my tongue to be like a snake.
I think his voice is better than my Pazuzu. You've got me beat.
Pazuzu Algrad's house at 2749 Knob Hill Drive became a hub for those outcasts and misfits. They'd come and stay for as long as they wanted. Algrad did not care what they did in his home. Activities at Algrad's home included self-harm, drinking the blood of birds.
Hey, Pazuzu, you're out of blood, man.
Performing rabbit sacrifices.
A blood run?
Let me go down to the Red Cross here in a second.
Doing copious drugs and staging orgies. Obviously, the house was in dire conditions. There was garbage everywhere, animal carcasses lying around, and blood smeared on the walls. It was dark and reeked of decay. Satanic messages and pentagrams were painted all over the property, which sounds metal and fun.
It looked like a hoarder's room. Like, he was a hoarder as well, I think.
Well, and he just, like Ryan was saying, with he didn't care. Like, people would openly take a shit on the floor and didn't care.
That's fun.
But you had to take your shoes off before you entered.
Hey, bud, why don't you drop a little bit of butt confetti on the ground? I just want everybody in my house to walk on it.
Are those shoes? You know the rules. Shoes off at the door.
That's why he killed the Joshua or whatever.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, come on, man. Use a coaster. Yeah. Use a coaster for your shit.
Yeah, my bad.
But use a coaster.
Yeah, my bad, Algrad. I had some popcorn, but then I slammed it with some two-hearted, so I've got a machine gun butthole right now.
What kind of uncivilized swine are you?
My bad. In September 2010, the body of Joseph Emmerich Chandler was found in Yadkin County. Algrad was accused of concealing information from investigators and allowing a murder suspect to stay at his house. On October 5th, 2014, 35-year-old Algrad and his fiancée, 24-year-old Amber Birch, were both arrested after the skeleton remains of two men were found buried in Algrad's backyard. On October 13th of that year, the men were identified as Joshua Frederick Wetzler and Tommy Dean Welch, who had both disappeared all the way back in 2009. Shortly after the arrest of Algrad and Birch, Algrad's other fiancée, 28-year-old Crystal Matlock, was charged in connection with the death of one person whose body was found. She was suspected of helping with the burial of Wetzler. It was later alleged that Algrad had killed Wetzler in July 2009 and Birch had helped bury his body. Meanwhile, Birch allegedly killed Welch in October 2009 and Algrad had helped with the burial. Both men had died as a result of gunshot wounds to the head. Soon after the remains were found on the property, county housing officials deemed the home unfit for human habitation.
Yeah. Think?
In April of 2015, Pazu Algrad's House of Horrors was demolished. Neighbors couldn't be happier when it was finally gone. Now, let's take a break. When we come back, more about Algrad.
My name is Brad Stanley. I'm the Chief Deputy Sheriff here at Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. This morning, the sheriff's office was notified that Pazuzu Algarad had died while there at Central Prison in Raleigh. Mr. Algarad was discovered shortly after 3 a.m. He was unresponsive and had a wound to one of his arms. Mr. Abramov was sent to the Adult Corrections Central Prison on a safekeeping order. That order has subsequently been sealed, so we cannot discuss any of the specifics contained within that order. Are there any questions?
Law enforcement, in my experience, is not going to tell you a lot.
Is there anything to indicate that anybody else could have done this to him besides Abramov himself?
That would have to be... We don't have that information at this point.
Was there any suspicious activity leading up to his death?
But I would have to refer any those specifics to those folks.
Not going to talk about motive. They're not going to talk about nothing.
Don't have that information. That would have to come from corrections.
There was something about all the investigation that they did throughout the whole thing that they just didn't want us to know about.
Are you saying basically that other than this, you cannot answer any questions?
We don't have that information. And the safekeeping order that was sealed by a Superior Court judge, so we cannot speak to that.
Who asked for it to be sealed?
I don't have that information, Scott. I'm sorry.
What we know from the autopsy and from what prison officials have said is that he used some kind of instrument to cut himself. And what they said is they don't know exactly what kind of instrument it was.
Kitchen studio.
It's relaxing music right there.
Mm-hmm. It is. So actually, right, a lot of the kinks in my neck actually got released listening to that.
Yeah.
I released in my pants.
Boo booey. So Algarad obviously killed himself, stupid bitch.
Good.
In the early hours of October 28th, 2015, Algarad was found dead in his prison cell at Central Prison in Raleigh,
North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, death was ruled a suicide. He bled to death as a result of a deep cut on his left arm. The instrument Algarad used remains unknown.
Oh, shoot, I just cut myself.
On March 9th, 2017, Amber Birch pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, armed robbery, and accessory after the fact to murder. Tommy Dean Welch had reportedly been at Algarad's home along with Birch and others. Prosecutors said Birch shot him twice in the head with a .22 caliber rifle as he sat on the couch. Birch was sentenced to a minimum of 30 years and 8 months in prison with a maximum of 39 years and 2 months. Crystal Matlock, which Crystal always seems like a iffy name. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to date a Crystal and she's got a K for her first letter.
Ooh, yeah.
Crystal stage one.
Yeah.
If they got a C, though.
C, I feel a little bit better about.
Yeah, definitely.
The K is always the weird letter to be there for a crystal. Because I'm always like, I'm just saying, we're living in the Corona times.
It's Corona with a K.
Yeah. All right, put your hands together. We're about to catch a virus. It's Corona.
I could see a Karen.
I got it bad, got it bad, got it bad.
I'm hot for virus. I'm hot because I got a 104 fever.
I've got it bad.
Got
so
it bad, bad. I'm on a ventilator.
Oh, Ryan
just coughed.
I put inhaled my own sweat or my own spit.
You inhaled your sweat.
Yeah, because I'm hot. So, Crystal Matlock with a K pleaded guilty to the conspiracy to accessory after the fact to first degree murder on June 5th, 2017. She was sentenced to a minimum of 3 years and 2 months with a maximum of 4 years and 10 months in prison.
Doesn't sound like a lot.
Although a few years have passed since Pazuzu Elgrad cast a shadow on Clemens, the Satan worshiper continues to live on in infamy for his bizarre and horrific crimes in North Carolina. And that is the story of Mr. Elgrad. So, does anybody have any... Oh, Josh is...
let me put some respect to God. Correct a couple things.
You're a piece of shit, Ryan.
Yeah, well, you know, when you talk about Crystal.
She's a babe.
All right, go ahead.
We got to talk about there is the conspiracy where they're saying, oh, yeah, he died. We don't know of what. And I've heard that the whole filing his teeth down, that was something that people are like, oh, no, that was bullshit. Because they said that he filed his teeth to points.
He didn't brush his teeth. That's what was going on there.
And then, rotted to points.
Uh-huh. And that Amber filed her teeth down, but they're like, yeah, no, their teeth were fine. I mean, depending on what you think fine is. But I think it's awfully suspicious that he's just suddenly dies and they can't find a weapon as to, you know, how he cut his arm. It just seems strange to me that he would have, that there was nothing there and there was no explanation, that they wouldn't say anything to anybody. I think that they took him out. I mean, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's also...
We're talking verdict right now, brother.
Well, yeah, it depends on... But I'm just saying, that's a conspiracy that is out there that, you know, how did he die? If there was no... If they couldn't talk about a weapon.
Is that going to be the conspiracy?
One corner, a Satanist. He's into the wind.
Don't drag me into this.
I'm sorry.
Nothing to do with it.
Look, if you've dealt with the farts on this podcast.
I have. It is brutal.
Satan, what would you score the farts on this podcast?
6.66.
So, your repertoire. I would have assumed that you would say that, Satan.
I'm very sensitive to smells.
I get that. It's rough.
The worst smell is burnt hair.
Oh, can't get away from it.
No, it's bad.
Satan, I gotta ask you, are me and the Shoops all and Lawrence, who's in the bathroom right now, are we all destined for hell?
No. Actually, I don't see your name on the list.
Oh.
So our bouncers wouldn't let you in.
You know, but after you told me about how you guys play hacky sack
and
all that.
Disc golf, too.
I
hockey.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The real question is, do you guys have Animal Crossing?
We do not. See, that's why it's hell. Well, then, that's why it's hell.
True.
We have no video games.
Yeah, I'm going to say if I have to do like physical exercise for all of eternity, I'm going to pass.
See, the hacky sack and the disc golf is for us, you know, in the upper tier.
Right.
The rest of you guys are stuck with paddle with bouncy ball on a string.
Is there any way to like climb the corporate ladder?
Yeah. You know, if you're a go-getter,
right,
you can get promotions.
All right. I'm going to say hard pass, Satan. Oh, Larry's coming back from the bathroom. So, Larry.
Woo! Man, I've been holding that one in for a while.
It's all that coffee you drank first time.
Yeah.
Josh, Pazuzu's in the corner. We got to know.
Yes.
Do we think, and this is, you know, you brought this up.
Uh-huh.
Do we think that Elgrad?
Yeah, Elgrad, yes.
Is he a serial killer? First, before we do the verdict, would we say he's a serial killer?
Absolutely not.
No.
He just acted on impulse. It's part of his pedigree.
He did a lot of drugs. He was not mentally... I think...
He doesn't seem to fit that serial killer
soup. Like he's got to have more notches in his belt.
Yeah,
like,
that's
awful
what I'm
as
saying.
That sounds. Like, it seems like it was a one-off.
He's a wannabe serial killer.
Yeah, seemed more like an oops and a cover up
yeah.
than anything. I don't think it was like there's it wasn't like a super.
He's 98 degrees to boys or to men. To not boys to men.
Yeah, he's the 98 degrees to NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Josh, I'm gonna have you do the verdict actually. Because I think you know this is a Josh suggestion. So if I do it, I feel like I'm going to be doing a disservice. I think he knows.
You're the host.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But I feel like he has questions in his mind.
We all have questions about him.
It's true.
Not hey, about him.
Wait a second. Okay. I'm going to say because it's the conspiracy itself. Pazuzu supposedly died in prison by suicide. But we know that his early life was not great. The man was on a lot of drugs. Was he killed by the county, or did he kill himself?
Did he kill himself, or did somebody else knock him off? So whoever wants to go first can go.
First.
April.
Yeah, I think he killed himself. I don't think this is a case of the county killing him. I think this is a case of someone who already has a ton of mental illness. You know, coming off of all the drugs that he was taking, in addition to seclusion, it just sounds like a recipe for suicide. And especially if he, you know, was into all the demon stuff, I'm sure it was like, oh, I'm going to make the ultimate sacrifice of myself. Like, I don't understand what the county would gain from killing him. Mm-hmm. I think he would have more personal gain doing it himself and like having that be like the end to his legacy and being able to take control of his own destiny instead of rotting in jail.
Right. Josh, Larry. I'll go next.
Okay.
I agree with April. I think he killed himself. I think a lot of those times they want to end their own story. And when they have that like reality facing them, they're going to do it. And obviously if you're in a religion and you're that like focused and that like big about it and people
dude changed
you,
his name yeah. to Pazuzu. Oh, yeah. Like yeah,
he killed
if him. He could have sucked Pazuzu's snake dick, he would have.
He killed himself. Josh.
Larry.
You haven't figured out that I go last because I'm trying to think of something fun.
All right, okay. Josh.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think that it was a... I think another inmate may have killed him. Mm-hmm. And that's why the weapon was never found. Mm-hmm. That's my closest guess. I don't think the county would have had him killed. That's a pretty big risk to take. Mm-hmm. If you get busted for that, that's a pretty big deal.
I agree.
Now, just a quick question. Was he in a cell by himself or did he have a cellmate?
I wouldn't be surprised if he was in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
They almost always have a cellmate. Josh.
I also think that he did kill himself. If he was that much of a believer in angels and demons and Christianity in that sense, most Christians believe that if you commit suicide, you are going to hell. And the guy was not mentally stable. Like April mentioned, he was now not on all these drugs and he's left to his own devices. What more of a metal satanic way is there than to kill yourself? No, you're getting that VIP ticket, first train to hell. And
I'm riding first class in that hand basket straight to hell.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised though if there was a case where if he was with somebody, I don't know. But what if the county or somebody was like, you know, we're going to look the other way. Mm-hmm. If somebody killed this guy, we don't care because he was a local terror.
Epstein.
Yeah.
You know, this guy was bad news. People were scared of him. So if they had somebody that could take him out, hey, we'll give you an extra steak and a biscuit.
An extra dinty more beef stew.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I've been to North Carolina. Those biscuits are good.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, hey, we'll put a little extra cheese on your grilled cheese.
And that's been your verdict,
Mr. Pazuzu.
All right. Well, guess what? That's the end of your episode. Bye. Just kidding. We actually have, and I think this is coming from the fact that we milked it so hard on one of our recent episodes, we have voicemails to play.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's Janessa Fraze. Larry, I forgive you for mispronouncing my last name. It's pronounced phrase like catchphrase. So anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a call because April told me to. Wanted to let you know that I love all of you and I hope that your day is going well. And I do have a suggestion for like a Patreon thing or whatever. I was wondering if you guys would be down to do like some sort of cast or segment where maybe Larry talks as Satan the whole time, or like OJ, or like OJ and Satan just have like one big conversation with one another. I think it would be fucking hilarious. But anyway, I love you guys. You make my Mondays tolerable as I have like a 45-minute drive to work. But I love you guys. Have a good bye. Or I cannot talk. I'm so sorry, but love you guys. Thanks.
Okay. If you would have put me in a room for 8 hours and told me how to pronounce her name, phrase never probably would have come out of my mouth. So so there's that.
Yes.
I can't believe she wants to trap you in a room with OJ and the devil.
Look, me and, you know, Jay, we're on good terms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're, you know, I wouldn't say friends, but I'd say associates.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I'm certainly, I myself, I'm willing to do a Q&A.
Are you a fan?
Of OJ?
Yeah.
Of his football career, yes. Post-football career, not so much. I frown upon that, but.
Well, OJ, what do you think about the devil?
I am the devil. I love myself.
He's not ready to do that. We'll work on that later, Josh. So, thank you, Satan, for indulging us. And also, Janessa, we love you to pieces. Thank you for always being so adamant and involved in the group.
Did somebody say my name?
Look, Juice.
Oh, Juice, you just missed Satan.
Oh, man. I haven't golfed with him in years. There's a cat about to motherfucker.
There's some
okay, that emergency happened. Just broke out. I had to break character.
Get to studio.
Oh, after those. Holy shit.
Get away from that Wednesday cake.
This cat almost knocked down a glass, a Pyrex baking pan or whatever you'd call that.
Could have taken out Larry.
I was ready to catch it.
All right, so.
Wow, that was scary.
That was scary. Our first voicemail.
Jesus, he almost got assassinated.
I know.
All our butts clenched. So let's go with the next voicemail.
So, yeah, let's go with the next one.
Yo, this is your boy, Simon, from California. First of all, I want to say I'm glad y'all back and feeling good. It's kind of weird without having your guys poop ASMR in my life, you know, because that's kind of what it feels like. At least it does when you get really, really high and I'm listening to you guys. It's a very strange ASMR experience. I laugh a lot, though, so it's sick. But, fuck. No, yeah. Glad y'all back.
Yes, I agree. Being high with this show is a good idea.
Yeah.
I think that's one of our, probably one of our highest compliments is poop ASMR.
Yeah. We should probably put that. That actually should be a section in iTunes for
poop
the
ASMR.
Yeah, we definitely would.
ASMR. Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be our first thing. Comedy would be first, but the subs.
Right.
Definitely poop ASMR.
Guess what we're going to do for the next another show?
What?
One of the greatest suggestions we've gotten. Larry, in his nerd voice, is going to read all of our hate.
Oh, we're doing that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I forgot.
We're going to do that, next show, you said?
Next another show.
Next another show. Oh, okay.
So
you got pay for it. You gotta pay for it.
But it's cheap. It's what, $5 a month?
$5 a month.
Man. You get two. By the way, you don't just get the one show. You don't just get another show.
That's four.
You get four
shows twice a month.
Yeah.
Which equals four.
Thank you.
Weak in math.
We mm-hmm. Josh.
Two
Josh
plus is two is four. Quick math. Have you ever seen that meme? No.
No. Okay,
just carry the one and the other
one. I had a remainder for some reason. I don't know how that happened. It's okay. Square root. I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, Pazuzu. You're a piece of doo-doo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for... Hey, you know what? Let me throw something out there.
Oh, boy.
Give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
You know what seems appropriate?
What? Hmm.
Take out the Pazuzu with the crew?
The what?
Pod family crew? I don't know.
It's dumb. Josh, again, think the world needs to hear this. We'll, you know, one of these days, we'll get you caught up on how to do a podcast.
We'll also get you think that.
After like 500 right. shows we'll, been
we'll,
on,
we'll
way
you,
more actually.
We'll get you the improv book so you can crack it open.
No way. I'm going to be new at this forever.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm cuckoo.
So anyway,
oh Lord,
it's great to be here. I love the pod family. We did another episode. We'll see you next week. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there?
If you're going down on a guy who's been inside your butt or eating ass and said butt isn't very clean, then it's obvious there could be traces of fecal matter on the penis, meaning you could be transferring flecks of your own poop into your mouth. But is that as gross as it sounds? Maybe not. Yes, poop is loaded with bacteria, which includes Shigella, a group of bacteria that can cause diarrhea and dysentery. There's a risk of transferring the organisms from your rectum to your mouth, and thus your gastrointestinal system. But as long as you're ingesting your own feces and not your partner's, the risk of getting sick is actually surprisingly quite small.
Thanks, April. We love you guys. We care about you. And we wanted you to know that. And the Illuma Mommy is always on top of it.
It's true.
So, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.